Hi, I'm Glenys Kinnock and I'm here today in Dover, obviously campaigning for re-election of a Labour government.
Glenys, can you tell us a little bit about the visits you've just done and the centres you've seen?
Today's been a major focus, and I'm glad about that, on Sure Start, on childcare centres and so on. I've seen two very, very good examples of how local authority, how communities recognise the importance of preschool education, and I think particularly Sure Start, we in the Labour Party can be most proud of what that has achieved, and I've seen it all over the country, including in Wales at the very beginning of setting up the schemes, and now of course there's hardly a community that doesn't have a Sure Start scheme in place, and it does offer huge opportunities for education for small children who often are from homes where there can be some disadvantage or inexperienced parents, and so I think it does offer an opportunity for the children, but also very importantly for parents to sit there, to be together, to discuss what they want to do, and to provide them with opportunities to talk about what skills they want to acquire and how they can best deal with supporting their children. So it's really exciting to see it working.
Sure Start's come a long way in only a few years. Is the work done, or is there more to do?
Much more to do, and we've recognised that in our manifesto, of course. We're going to work harder to have even more centres to offer opportunities to even younger children. We know perfectly well that there are still gaps, and we know how to fill them because Sure Start is working so well. And of course, what we know that Sure Start, tax credits, all the things that make a difference to women's lives in particular, would be severely affected were we to have a Conservative government, because their interest or subscription or commitment to these issues is certainly nothing, does not compare at all to what our government has shown, both in the manifesto and of course in the years that we've been in government. It's a top priority for us, and I think women, when they vote, will think about those things. They will think about what we're investing in, why it's important for them to have tax credit, why the Children's Trust Fund is important. All of these things are threatened by the prospect of a Tory government. So, certainly for me, part of what I'm doing in this campaign is to say to women, look, this is what a Labour government has meant, and this is what a Labour government will continue to mean for you as a parent and as a mother. If you'd think about the Conservatives have voted against paternity leave, voted against extension of maternity leave, voted against the minimum wage, all of these things which have made such a difference to women's lives and families' lives. And we actually make a priority of all families, whatever the shape or size of that family, we are ready to support and work with them, and that can't be said of the Tories.
Thank you very much.